Tu espacio. Tu música. Tu voz. Ambocolo Radio, 91.1 FM, Chicago's Urban Alternative.
Así suena Chicago. Hola Chicago, buenas tardes. Estos son los domingos en Bócalo, sonando de Chicago para el mundo. Continuamos escuchando la música de Blood Club. Y aquí tenemos a sus integrantes que vienen recién llegados de un concierto de anoche que ya nos contarán más. Jesse Flores, Jorge Calderón y Daniel Vela. Bienvenidos, ¿cómo están? How are you?
Hola, we're good.
Hola.
How are you?
Great.
Muy bien, qué gusto. Jesse, yo ya te conozco a ti, hemos platicado hace muchos años, pre-pandemic times. Uh-huh. Qué gusto volver a platicar contigo ahora de este proyecto Blood Club. Pero Jorge y Daniel, this is your first time here, ¿no?
Yes.
No nos conocíamos.
No,
bueno,
nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too. Vamos a entrar en confianza primero, así que cuéntenme, ¿cómo estuvo su toquín de anoche? How was your concert last night?
It was
you
awesome.
Played in this new space, Fulton Collective?
Arts yeah, it was
collective.
Like an art gallery kind of thing.
Okay, cool.
Those are always cool because it's really intimate.
You just see the crowd right in front of you, everyone's dancing.
I know.
More DIY kind of style.
Oye, y una de las cosas que me gusta, que he visto de ustedes, es que son una banda muy energética. So tú, Jesse, sí te entregas al público, ¿no? Te he visto que te avientas,
no,
crowd
sí
surfing.
Me gusta, yeah. I don't know, I just, when you get up there, just want to have fun. I love playing on stage. So I like to get into it. It just happens naturally.
Ustedes son una de las bandas más populares de la escena dark post-punk de Chicago y también no solamente a nivel local, pero a nivel internacional. Y ha crecido mucho también la escena post-punk con gente latina, ¿no? Con latinos haciendo este tipo de música. Siento como en los últimos años como que hay más bandas en este género musical. Pero Jesse, cuéntame un poco de cómo inició este proyecto. Ya tiene algunos años, así que ¿cuál fue esa primera canción que compusiste para este proyecto? What was that first song that you?
No, yeah, the first song was actually Gastado. It, like,
¿sí?
It came about so randomly. I think it, like the base of the song was made in like 20 minutes, you know, and then
wow.
Just had to like finalize it and stuff. But so the old band I was in, I left French Release for a while, and they asked me to play like a random show one time because the guitarist couldn't do it. And then just playing that show, I miss being in a band, so that's why I started Blood Club. Just because I was like, I love doing this. Like, I hadn't played a show in like years. And then that's when I met Daniel, and then I knew George in high school, so I just asked them, and then
we just
started it. Just happened kind of naturally.
Se conocían desde high school. How was your high school experience, by the way? Did you take any music classes then?
No, I've never taken any formal music class. I think... Jesse, you took guitar, right? But you already knew
I
guitar.
I took guitar just as a blow-off class, just to get an easy A,
I think we all learned through, like, YouTube University.
Autodidactas.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about how you got into music. ¿Tienen algún recuerdo de cómo se iniciaron en la música? ¿Cuál fue, cuándo les llamó la atención y dijeron, ok, quiero tocar en vivo, quiero tocar, quiero hacer esto? I want to do this.
I mean, I started at a really early age, like 12 years old, I knew I wanted to do this. I had just like discovered like real music for the first time. Interpol was like one of the first bands I listened to, and I was like, I just fell in love with like how they looked. It was super cool, and I'm like, I want to do that. And then I just started learning instruments with my brother, and then I've just been in bands ever since then.
What's your favorite? Do you have a favorite Interpol album?
The first one, Turn on the Bright Lights, for sure.
Claro.
Yeah.
¿Y los has visto últimamente?
I saw them last year. At the Salt Shed.
Yeah, me
they
too.
Just you were there?
I was there at the second concert, segundo concierto de Interpol, and I was like, wow.
No, dude, they were amazing. Like, I mean, I got kind of drunk, but I went with Daniel, he could tell you.
Daniel.
It was amazing.
Yeah. Such a great show, no? Such a great band.
I like that they played like the full Antics album too, like in its entirety. Like, they played a lot of old songs, which I like.
No, sí. Qué buenos recuerdos. Y ustedes, chavos, ¿cómo se... ¿qué recuerdan? Como ¿cuál fue su primer acercamiento a la música?
It's always just been there. parents playing music. When I was a kid, I think my dad showed me like Pink Floyd or something.
Really?
Or the Beatles, you know, something like really basic. But I was like, oh, that's cool.
Classics.
You know? He would try to bond with me over that kind of stuff. And it was cool. And I still love it to this day. And then I kind of just from there, like, you know, found the internet and just like found as many bands. And
so your parents are musicians?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, not at
so
all.
So it was just through like,
yeah,
listening.
Just like, he just like, I think he just wanted to connect with me in some way. And so he bought a bunch of CDs and he'd have them in the car. And he'd be like, check this one out. And he put me onto a bunch of like, just like classic rock stuff.
So you're still wearing estabas en la época de CDs, listening to CDs and cassettes.
Oh yeah, yeah. Even in high school, I used to like spend all my money on CDs. Yeah. I had like so many CDs. My mom hated me because her car was just like,
what were
stacked.
The first CDs that you bought?
50 Cent.
For real?
I don't know. My mom wouldn't let me buy that stuff, so.
I think it was, for me, it was probably like, it was like a Stroke CD or it was like a Sublime CD or something like that. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
¿Y tú?
What? No, I'm just kidding.
How was your first encounter with music or any stories you want to share?
Music's been a part of my life, my whole life. My dad played, I was in a band basically my whole life, so.
What kind of music?
Like rancheras, norteña, cumbia, cumbias tropicales.
Okay.
He played saxophone, so.
Nice.
So there was people at my house basically every week practicing, and I kind of just got the whiff of like, all right, this is what a band is. They go down, they practice, they show up, then they have the show, and you just kind of like, start feeling it. I'm like, wow, this is something that I want to do. I got older, I started meeting people, and they're like, you should play in a band. And I'm like, I don't know how to play. And then they were just like, well, here, just start learning. And then I always remember the first time I played like with a group of people, like that feeling of like looking at the floor and like feeling the music come out. And it's like, that's the feeling I chase when, to this day, like I look at the ground, I'm like, oh, this is what I want to do.
El en vivo, ¿no? Tan importante. Bueno, estamos platicando con Blood Club, el club de la sangre. Oye, Jesse, ¿por qué le pusiste así? Why did you name the band Blood Club?
It was just, you know that scene in Blade?
Uh-huh.
Like where they have the blood array.
Okay.
So it was like a club, like a dance club, but like a blood one. I don't know, I just thought it sounded cool.
Okay, it does sound cool. Yeah. Oigan, habíamos escuchado algunas canciones de su último disco de Lovesick. Creo que habíamos escuchado No Quiero Bailar, que es una de las más populares, también Gafas Negras, pero una de mis favoritas es también el sencillo Fall For Me, que salió el año pasado, que me encanta. Y bueno, ya sonó, pero ahora tengo esta canción que ya habíamos tocado en la hora anterior, pero me gustaría volver a compartir y es Gloom. Háblame de esa canción, esa es una de mis favoritas y creo que es una de las más largas también, ¿no? De la banda.
Yeah, it's like the third song I wrote for the band.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's when I was still experimenting like what I want to do, and like I started with like a strong bass line, and that's how I like to build my songs, just like a good bass line. And like it seemed kind of gloomy, the bass line. I think that's why I called it
Gloom. Sí, es de mis favoritas. Pero bueno, escuchemos esta canción y nos estarán contando también, se van a South by Southwest, se viene una gira en México. Andarán por California, así que mucho que celebrar con Blood Club en este 2025. Vámonos con esto. Sonando de Chicago para el mundo. We'll be right back. continuamos aquí charlando con Blood Club, uno de los tríos más populares de la escena post-punk, no solamente de Chicago, pero a nivel internacional. Siento que han tenido gran proyección. Jesse, aquí hablando con su fundador, cantante, compositor, Jesse Flores, Jorge Calderón, guitarrista, y Daniel Vela, bajista. ¿Cómo se sienten ahora, o cómo te sientes, Jesse, en este caso, después de años de crear este proyecto? Y ya han pasado años, ¿no? Y ahora ya están en otra etapa de proyección internacional ya, porque se van a South by Southwest el siguiente mes y luego tienen una gira en México, ¿no? Donde también tienen gran público.
Sí. We've been wanting to play Mexico City for like the longest, so we're really excited.
Is this the first time?
This is the first time.
See?
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's like one of our top cities on like, if you look at like the Spotify numbers and stuff. And I played a show before in Mexico City, and it's probably my favorite show I've ever played to this day. Just the crowd is just, it's just different.
La gente es muy wild,
yeah,
¿no?
They,
muy,
like
se
every
entregan,
single
muy
person
entregadas.
There was singing the lyrics, and it just,
sí.
It feels cool.
Siento so que la gente allá abraza mucho la música, pero es muy entregada, ¿no? Es muy entregada. No sé cómo lo ven ustedes aquí en sus audiencias, pero siento que a veces acá como que la audiencia, o no sé si es la manera de cómo vivimos un concierto en vivo, pero a mí me gusta, me emociona, me provoca algo. Y en México la verdad es que la gente es muy así, muy eufórica, ¿no?
Yeah, can't wait to see it.
Oigan, y ahora, platíquenme un poco de la etapa de Lovesick, porque es un disco que, pues, no ha cumplido ni un año, ¿no? O apenas lo va a cumplir quizá en mayo, mm-hmm. Pero es un disco que sacaron el año pasado. ¿Cómo, how was the process of writing?
Well, at the time I was like, I think we're ready for our first like full-length album. I have to set aside like time to write, so I was like, all right, we need to do this like now, because it was time to release something. And then, so yeah, I just like locked myself in my studio and just record, like to like stay up all night and do it.
Was it only you?
Is it a
solo process?
Yeah, it is a solo process. So like, yeah, I'll like make the songs, and then like once we're done with them, I'll teach them to these guys, and then we'll kind of like form a live version of it.
Para Jorge y Daniel, ¿cómo es por ejemplo, cómo recibieron este disco once it's, you know, out there for you to play? ¿Cómo fue para ustedes ese proceso, no? To transform those songs into a live thing, no? Para tocarlas en vivo.
It's fun, especially like on the guitar. I think sometimes, like as far as bass, like the way Jesse writes bass lines is like, they never stop. But like for the guitar, I have a little more room to play around with. And so I get to like maybe add a chord here or there, add a little line, or like have a slight little twist.
Yeah, there's stuff he's added where I'm like, oh, I wish that was on the recording. But it's cool because like then you see a different version live, you know?
Yeah.
And I think it's cool when you go to a show and it doesn't sound exactly like the CD or the Spotify or whatever. So yeah, it's like it's a whole other aspect. Like it's a whole other... Live performances is completely different from recording, I think. I don't know.
¿Y para el bajista de la banda es más chamba? Since
no,
you just said that.
Well, actually, these songs are a little bit more faster paced. And,
yeah.
What's cool for me is I get to play guitar, because like No Quiero Bailar, Coqueta, a couple other ones like on the new album.
So you kind of...
I get to play guitar, so it's a good like switch up, and it's fun to just like bounce around. Yeah.
Me gusta que mencionen eso de cómo se transforma la música de algo grabado, recorded, to the stage. Porque a veces, no sé si a ustedes les pasa que no les da coraje cuando ven a una banda y dicen, suena mejor in a recording than live.
Yeah, I hate that.
I hate that too.
It's always better when like, the live is just even better than...
No, exactly. Yeah. That's what I usually expect as a listener, that, okay, an album is, you know, the experience of the recording. And it's also, you know, that process of like what the artist or you went through. And then on stage, I think it should be more like, it should be live, ¿no? Como en vivo, así, que se sienta. Y algo que sí noto es que, aunque no los he visto en vivo, sí he notado que en sus videos, por ejemplo, en estos recaps que hacen de sus conciertos, o sea, son muy entregados. Eso me fascina. Eso me gusta mucho. Ver también cómo se divierte la banda, ¿no? O sea, que lo siente.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I have fun up there. It's like my favorite thing to do.
Oye, ¿y cómo ha cambiado ¿Cómo te sientes ahora? Porque, ¿cómo te sentías a comparación de la primera vez that you went live? ¿Y ahora sientes que se ha transformado esa experiencia para ti también, el cantar en vivo? ¿Te llegaron a dar nervios en los inicios y ya como que ahora ya es otro, de otra manera?
Yeah, I mean, you still get nerves, but like, it's like a healthy amount. It's like a good excitement kind of thing, which is, I like that feeling too. But now it's just, you know what you're doing. You don't have to worry about like what cables unplugged. Like, you just know exactly what to do.
Yeah.
Do the sound check. And then like from when you first start, you're like, oh, is it going to go good? But we've had like pretty good luck with our live shows. Like our first show went really well too.
Yeah. Wow. ¿Cuánto pasado es el first show? The Blood Club. When was it?
Maybe like 3 years ago. Like 3 years ago in March.
2022.
Wow. Oye, ¿y qué es la música para ustedes? What is music to you?
Like a friend. It's like a friend.
I like that.
Yeah.
Nobody has ever mentioned that.
Like, you could be alone and it's like a companion. Yeah.
Me gusta
and then sometimes
eso.
You get tired of them too, you know?
Yeah. And you gotta make some other ones, yeah.
To follow George is like something that'll never leave. It's always gonna be there.
Yeah.
It's been everything, yeah.
Me gusta que mencionen eso porque siento que para la gente que recibe la música, as the receptor of music, para mí me encanta que sea un acompañamiento porque a veces uno no puede describir lo que siente y entonces la única manera que encuentras es escuchando una canción, ¿no? Justo eso encuentro en algunas de las canciones de Blood Club, como que es una manera también de reflejar estados de ánimo que a veces una persona no puede describir. Pero las canciones, se siente a veces esa como nostalgia, tristeza o lo que estés atravesando, pero también lo puedes bailar, ¿no?
Yeah, I think, yeah, that's kind of music I like, so it naturally comes out when I make it. Yeah.
Como que tenemos esa manera de procesar las emociones, ¿no? Desde la música. What are some of your influences in any genre? Do you listen to other types of music beyond post-punk daily?
Yeah, I think we all kind of do. Everything, like... Lately, like my friend's putting me on to a lot of country music, so I've been listening to country music.
Hey, that's interesting.
And I've had like my like little times where I listen to like corridos for a long period of time, or like I'm going through a cumbia phase, or I'm going through a post-punk phase, or punk, or I think we all kind of go through.
Yeah, right now
stuff.
I'm like craving a lot of distortion stuff, so
nice.
I've been listening to like Heart, like Suicidal Tendencies, one of my favorite bands. I really like this band called Proto Martyr right now, and I've just been playing them nonstop. I just, like, want something heavier.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think these guys branch out a little more than me, but, yeah, I mean, I like all the basic stuff, too, like the Joy Division, New Order.
Sí, los
Interpol,
clásicos,
like I said,
¿no?
That's the classic stuff.
Los clásicos. ¿Y tú, Daniel?
I listen to everything. Right now, like, I feel like I'm going through all the post-punk bands, trying to listen to every single song, every single, like, local band or, like, in the underground scene and... Just everything. I want to listen to all of it to just get familiar with the sound like of dark wave and post-punk, just to hear all the sounds.
Han salido muchísimas bandas de estos géneros, dark wave, post-punk, y me gusta mucho también ver representación latina porque si bien es un género que viene de UK, ¿no? O sea, de Europa, siento que nos hemos apropiado un género también, ¿no? Y hay mucha...
It's also because, like, I think Mexicans loved that. Even though it came from
we're
there,
so dark,
we
no?
loved all that shit. We loved that shit.
Well, I have a thing I talk about with a friend of mine all the time. That, like, more... like, I always wonder, like, why do Mexicans love Morrissey so much?
Oh, yes!
You know, and I think, like, our thing is that we think, like, there's, like, a sadness that, like, Mexicans feel, like, a passion or something. And, like... I don't know, when they hear something with sadness or, I don't know, something like that, it touches them. I don't know, a lot of Mexican music is, like, kind of sad.
Tienes un buen punto, porque siento que mucha de la música mexicana es muy, o sea, saca la tristeza, pero somos muy apasionados, como que nos gusta desgarrarnos y sentir y ese sentimiento, ¿no? Pero creo que... O sea, como es un tipo de release, ¿no? Que desde la música... Por ejemplo, acaba de fallecer un ícono de la música regional, Paquita la del Barrio. Y, o sea, pienso en cómo, por ejemplo, desde otros géneros musicales, también cómo sacamos ese tipo de sentimientos así, ¿no? Como
Mexicans are all for that. That's why their parties are so crazy. Because they gotta get it out, you know? Catharsis.
Oigan, ¿y ustedes todos son de raíces mexicanas? Por medio de su familia, ¿sí?
Yeah.
Sí. ¿De qué parte? Can you tell me a little bit about your roots?
My parents are from Nuevo León.
Nuevo León, del norte de México.
Yeah. like an hour away from Monterrey, like small ranches. We're playing there. I'm in Monterrey. That's something I'm excited about.
Well, nice. Yeah. And you grew up in the South Side?
No, I grew up from I grew up in Waukegan.
Okay.
I moved to Chicago about like 10 years ago do this.
Muy bien.
Yeah. Yeah, me and George grew up on the South Side.
¿Y tú, Jorge, tú sí? Bueno, ustedes dos ya se conocían, ¿verdad?
Yeah, we knew in high school, yeah.
Yeah, we grew up actually pretty close to each other, but didn't know each other until high school.
Yeah.
But yeah, I have the Durango hat right now.
I see, okay.
My mom's from Durango, yeah, and my dad's from Michoacán.
Oh, so, cool.
My dad's from Pachuca Hidalgo.
Oh, nice.
And then, yeah, my mom's from Michoacán.
Okay. Qué buena onda, qué interesante. Y ahora, cuéntenos un poco de sus próximas giras. ¿Dónde van a estar? Van a tener un próximo show el primero de marzo en Thalia Hall.
Mm-hmm.
Y luego en mayo en Subterranean. ¿Qué viene?
Yeah, so we got that show March 1st. It's a free show, so you guys should check it out. And then we're doing South by Southwest before our North American tour. So that'll be in Texas.
That's so cool. What an experience. I've been a few years to South by Southwest, and it's such an experience. So many bands. Pero van a estar en un showcase de...
Pandora, okay. I think.
Gracias por ese dato al manager, que también ahí lleva todo. Muy bien, okay. Y también en mayo en Subterranean, ¿no?
Yeah, that'll be for our full U.S. tour.
Muy bien. ¿Y están armando nueva música? ¿Qué viene?
Yeah, I just recently started writing for, I think an EP is coming next.
Ooh, yeah. Okay. So, bueno, ¿qué les parece si vamos a escuchar otra canción? Ay, no sé cuál, porque hice una selección de mis canciones favoritas. ¿Qué les parece esta? Porque me gustó mucho. Dices que esta fue como de las primeras canciones que compusiste para la banda, Jesse, Gastado.
Mm-hmm.
Y siento que resuena todavía, ¿no? Porque en estos tiempos, seguimos muy gastados, ¿no?
Yeah, no, for sure, yeah.
Todos. Oye, dices que esa salió como en 20 minutos.
Yeah, like the bass of it, like just, you know, making the drum beat, the bass, and then the guitar riff. And then it just came so naturally, and then just like put vocals on it. And then I didn't think it was going to be like, because that's our biggest song. I didn't really think anything of it.
¿Y andabas gastado en esos tiempos?
Yeah, it's like I think they think of it as like a partying kind of song.
Yeah,
but it's kind of about like, yeah, just I don't feel good and I don't want to live like this anymore.
Yeah, no, qué bueno. Bueno, vamos
just
a escuchar.
Realizing your own vices and stuff like that. Yeah.
Okay, vamos a escuchar entonces. Blood Club sonando de Chicago para el mundo.
Siento gastado, muy mal.
Oigan, ahí les aventé una sorpresa. Escuchamos a Interpol. Esa fue uno de mis caprichos, pero porque hablábamos aquí con la banda de que es una influencia. Siento que para muchas bandas post-punk que están en la onda dark, Hands Away, de aquel Turn on the Bright Lights de Interpol, a quien vimos el año pasado y todavía sigo emocionada de ese concierto, la verdad, Jesse. A mí me gustó muchísimo el que contábamos de ese concierto en el Soul Shed. Que los vi que andaban el otro día ahí en el Soul Shed, ¿no? ¿A qué banda vieron?
Oh, you saw us, sir?
No. I saw one of your stories.
Oh, we saw Molchat Doma.
Okay, yeah. How was that?
It was good, yeah. They're a great band.
Oigan, ¿y ayer habían tocado con una banda de Ucrania?
Yeah, they're from the Ukraine.
¿Sí?
They're friends with them too, Molchat Doma.
Claro.
And, I always butcher the names. So Ulitsa Vostokers. I'm probably butchering that, but yeah, they're super cool guys and they sound great.
Wow.
I think we're going to hang out with them after this.
Ah, muy bien. Nos lo saludan a estos chicos del post-punk. Pero bueno, ha sido un gusto platicar con ustedes, Jesse, Jorge y Daniel, este trío de Chicago, de la escena post-punk, dark wave. Y se van, como parte de esta gira No Llores, van a estar en México, van a estar en South by Southwest en marzo. Se viene un nuevo EP, así que ¿cuándo van a adelantar esas canciones o cómo está?
I'm still writing it, but it'll be out right before our tour. So you'll hear the new songs on tour.
Muy bien, muy bien. Últimas palabras que quieran agregar, que quieran compartir.
Be yourself. Believe in yourself.
Don't crash out.
Don't crash out.
Y bueno, les deseamos mucho éxito y por ahí nos vemos en alguno de sus shows. Por cierto, usted toda la información de sus tocadas está disponible en bloodclub.com. Blood con 00 en vez de la O.
The O's were taken.
Ajá. Ah, por eso, eso explica. Y ahí vienen todas las fechas de la gira. Van a andar en Tijuana en mayo. ¿En qué otras ciudades de...? Bueno, primero se van a... También van a estar ahí en California, ¿no? Donde tienen mucho público, por cierto. Pero se van
a... Yeah, we're going there too.
Van a estar muy activos, la verdad. Mm-hmm. Eso nos emociona mucho. Y bueno, por primera vez en la Ciudad de México también. Así que nos saludan al público mexicano.
Sure.
Y nos vamos con una última canción. Ya la había tocado de fondo musical, pero es una canción que publicaron el año pasado, Fall For Me. No me acuerdo si ya la tocamos, pero vamos a tocarla porque me encanta. Hablemos un poco de esta canción.
Yeah, I just wanted to, like, I randomly made a song and I just decided to release it as a single. Honestly, like, I listened to it so much, like, mixing it, I hate that song now.
You
no,
do?
But, like, when you played it earlier, this is the first time I heard it in so long, so I'm like, okay, yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, okay.
But no, yeah, it's good.
Y cómo cambian las canciones, ¿no? Con el tiempo.
Yeah, yeah. It was like a different sort of vibe that I was going for.
Do you play it live?
Oh, we haven't played it. We've just been so busy that, like, we haven't had time to, like, teach these guys and then, like, perfect it live.
Okay.
But we will eventually, yeah.
Sí, por favor, esa es muy buena. Esa sería una canción muy dedicable, la verdad. Fall For Me. Bueno, gracias.
Yeah, thank you.
Hasta la próxima.
Thank you. Thanks. Thanks for having us.
Continuamos a través de los domingos en Bócalo, sonando de Chicago para el mundo, y ellos son Blood Club. Fall For Me. Chao.